From Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Mustang Fever, third in the Derbyman series by Gary McCarthy. Chapter 1. When Darby Buckingham saw the Mustangs, his face went pale with cold fury, and he actually bit his Cuban cigar in half. A moment before, he'd been the picture of contentment, with his chair tipped back precariously against the front of the Antelope Hotel. Because of his enormous size and manner of dress, he was a striking figure, particularly in the Wyoming cattle town of Running Springs. He was an Easterner, a renowned dime novelist, and proud of it. From his round-toed black shoes to his round black derby hat, he presented the exact appearance of a man of considerable taste and wealth. Darby Buckingham had both, and more. The front legs of his chair crashed down on the boardwalk so forcefully that he even startled Miss Dolly Beavers. No mean feat. Once she warmed to a topic, there was little or nothing a man could do or say to divert her attention. But the look on Darby's face and the way his cigar popped out of his teeth, bitten clean off, stopped her cold.
"What is it, darling?"
"Have you ever seen anything like that, Dolly?" Her sharp intake of breath answered his question. The Mustangs were being driven up Main Street by a crew of men. As they passed by building after building, Darby saw the town's merchants appear at their doors, faces reflecting shock, then anger and disgust.
"Good God!" Dolly cried. "What have they done to those horses?"
Darby rose to his feet, a hard knot forming in his throat.
"They've wired their nostrils shut so they can't